Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. A special hello to all our friends and family around our beloved planet, listening in almost every country, and a special hello to also everybody listening in to the archives. Welcome to Dr. Catherine May's Blog Talk Radio Program Channel Panel. Today is Sunday, October 12th, 2014. Today's show is our Training for Ascension and Healing Call with our host and channel, Dr. Catherine May. And we're joined with our beloved brother and mentor, Sananda, and our Arcturian healers and friends. This is your co-host, Meg Davis, calling in from the greater Atlanta area in Georgia. And our host, Catherine, is calling in from her home in High Falls, New York. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Meg. How are you?
Hi. I'm really great today. How about you?
Oh, it's a wonderful time. Sananda asked that I play that music, Here Comes the Sun, instead of our usual one, which is We Are the Children. So I think that was, there was a reason why he asked for that, because he's saying, it is, but here comes the sun. It's really, things are really changing. So I have this little premonition that something very dramatic is going to happen in the next day or so. So I'm not going to make any announcements, but I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
So today we have our healing show, of course, and Sananda's going to come and go with us to the Arcturian ships, which is always such a treat. I've just turned on the chat room in case people want to say hello to each other. And you mentioned that you have a letter that explains to a lot of people, this is very relevant because it's about the state of our physical health and how everybody's feeling. So people have been mentioning that they're feeling undone or upset or restless or discombobulated. So Our dear friend Christine Burke has done some very interesting work and has something to say about it. So she asked that Meg read it, right?
Yeah, so I guess absolutely. Thank you.
Okay. I'll just very quickly mention websites. WhoNeedsLight.org is my website. Healing for Ascension Tour is our Facebook page. And you can also sign up for the Healing for Ascension Tour group, which is a wonderful discussion and getting to know people. And as Gabriella, who administers the site, calls it our masterclass. And it really is. It's a very high-level study group, really. For people who share their stories, who contribute wonderful articles every day. It's so elevating just to read what goes on that page. So this is our dear co-host, Meg. And Meg has just completed a new manual for nutrition. We call it Eating for Ascension, right? And we're just doing the last little tiny bit of editing, and it will be out today or tomorrow, right?
Oh, yes,
we'll have it on
yay.
The page, and people can, we'll send it to the website. People will be able to get it there, print it out. It's really, you're just going to love it. It's so easy, so complete, just a perfectly readable and, you know, in a very few pages gives you the outline of what you need to do to change your life, really, to change your health, to feel really good. And it's not hard to do. It just takes deciding. You know, you just have to decide that you want to be as healthy as you can possibly be. And then here's how to do it. So we'll be comparing notes this afternoon, Meg, and maybe we'll get it posted tonight.
Oh,
so we want to also give your reference, your so where people can reach you, which is wisdomwithin-MegDavis. And Meg, why don't you say a word about what you offer people and how things are going, and then we'll read Christine's letter.
Wonderful. Thank you, Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so inspired by all of the amazing people, you out there, with your questions about your own health path, along with Sananda's work and the Company of Heaven, and their encouragement to remember we're taking our bodies along with us in this ascension, and they are, the cells in our bodies are equally in need of aligning with our ascension, as well as our hearts and our minds. So he encouraged all of us to come together and create a document for everyone to be able to use as a reference for what they're already doing. So this may just be a tweak for some people. It may take some people deeper in understanding and healing. So very much tied to Sananda's calls and the work that the Arcturians are doing with us on helping us to align with our bodies and our hearts and our minds to get everything in alignment with our highest good. And food and how we nourish ourselves is one of them. So I also offer, in addition to the guide, if anybody needs some more personal support with their healing path, if they want somebody just to do some gatekeeping for some different information they're hearing from their different health team, I'm happy to be a resource. And my website is btwdavis@gmail.com. And you can also send me a message, as Catherine said, to my Facebook page, which is Wisdom Within - Meg Davis. And I also post some relevant recipes and nutritional information and posts from other people that help us to know more about how to pick the best foods for us to feel good and to move through our health issues. And seeing was really relevant to me today. A wonderful member of our Healing for Ascension Tour Group administration team, as well as a longtime light worker doing what she calls grid work on working with the crystals and the grid masters and the Company of Heaven and Mother Terra on cleaning up the universal grid that gives and feeds information to and from all sentient beings, our plant life, our animal kingdoms, Mother Earth, and all inhabitants, and making sure we're all talking and communicating clearly and all debris is swept away to make sure we have all our ducks in a row for our ascension. And I was commenting to her that a lot of my friends were feeling a lot of shifts since the blood moon last week, and we were going through a really big shift, and especially in the last yesterday. And her letter described possibly one of the root sources of what we were feeling. And then I also had a confirmation from two other posts from different light workers that I subscribe to saying exactly the same thing as Christine's letter. So I hope to offer this in, for people who are going through changes with the increased light that we're getting from the company of heaven and creator and one. It's called the tsunami of love. And when we have more light come in, we've got to clear out to make room. And when we clear out to make more room, it sometimes looks like things coming up that we thought we'd handled. And it's just the final clearing. So she gave me permission. Thank you so much, Christine. And she wrote this for everyone because we were all there. The Company of Heaven, Mother Terra, the collective I Am presence of every man, woman, and child evolving on this planet. So it was very inspirational. So everybody listening, you were all there with her doing this work. So here's her letter. I have two events to share, which we all participated in together as one. The cities on Terra now burn with the ruby crystal flame. The first event happened Monday. I was called to the desert. She lives in Las Vegas. And you were all there in your higher presence. Performed activation of the ruby crystal into the node supporting every major city on Earth. Las Vegas, Hong Kong, Tokyo, Cairo, Paris, New York, and so on. Los Angeles was the final to go. The momentum from the others helped it to go. Once the major cities were lit, the smaller ones began lighting up like lightning bugs. I have what has become a tradition. This was my favorite part. I have what has become a tradition with the Company of Heaven after such quote-unquote work. We danced it out together on the way down the hills back to the car. This time, I put on my music for the dance party, and who showed up? The reptilians. They were so happy. We danced all the way back to the car. The other event that occurred that we all helped with happened yesterday. You helped in the presence with your higher self, and you helped with the service and clearing you are all doing right now, wherever you are around the world. I was in the desert. Usually I do some kind of action that I am guided to perform. This time, the Company of Heaven were waiting for me. They just asked me to call everyone, so I did. I called all the administration team. I called the Healing for Ascension tour group. I called Prama Swarupa. I called everybody on the call, the Healing for Ascension tour, the light workers, the grid masters from every kingdom and domain on Terra. You were all there. I saw each one of you. Then it began with us included. It was an event that was already in motion before we arrived. We were just the joiners. We all, plus the Company of Heaven, formed a large pillar of light. Gabriella was beaming immensely. I kept staring at her. And for those of you who don't know, Gabriella can create a pillar of light like nobody's business. The pillar of light grew and grew in size and intensity. The lines of the grid began to glow. There was a strong sense that we were powering up. The lines on the grid are conscious. They are made of diamond one, creator and cosmic light. It began to glow and shine. Beautiful. There is such power and peace in the energy they contain and emit. Then the grid shifted to a higher dimensional platform. Those words are lacking in describing the joy and wonder of it. Every kingdom, every race shifted with it. I knew we had all come to operate at a higher plateau. We have a new base camp. I thought this would happen after the RV, so I was surprised, surprised, surprised. Thank you all. I love you so dearly. Christine Burke. Thank you, Christine. And thank
wow.
you for allowing me to read it. Isn't that great?
That is so vivid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can feel we were there.
Yeah. I've been feeling it, too. Yeah. And
oh,
everybody
my goodness.
Was there. Everyone. Everybody, the collective. It was a new base camp. Can't you feel it? We're at a new...
New base
new
camp.
Place.
A beautiful way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard. Those of us who are not grid workers or aren't working on the crystals or the portals or things like that, it's difficult to imagine, but Christine described it so beautifully, it really came to life. We've all done a little bit of this, of the, you know, activating the crystal work, but I think we all have different kinds of assignments. And it's wonderful when you hear from someone who's been doing this kind of work for years on their own, which many of them have done, and when they finally share what they've actually done, you can go back in your life and make the connections for what happened on that day when they were doing this work and be amazed, because we can feel it. It's hard to, it's hard for me even to sit down. I'm just so energized. And it's like, it's just spilling out everywhere. I don't quite know how to focus it yet. So I think if people aren't aware of what's happening, that could be a little distressing, you know, if you're just feeling antsy. I know it's just the energy's rising. And it will give us more power. But again, we have to learn how to focus it and organize it ourselves, so we're not driven crazy by all these changes that are happening. But thank you so much, Christine. And thank you, Meg, for reading that.
Yes.
It really helps, doesn't it? It really helps to know this.
Yes, it really does. And, you know, Eleonora, who's visiting with her beautiful daughters here for a little time in the country from the city, just said that before we even read Christine's letter. She goes, I'm feeling so discombobulated. And then we read Christine's letter and went, oh, thank you, Christine. I'm good now.
Right. Oh, that's what it is. Also, I want to mention I received... someone sent me a channeling from Patricia Cota Robles, and you can easily find this on the internet. She wrote a beautiful compilation of the work that she and her group did in Wyoming at Jackson Hole, and it makes so much sense. They have done tremendous activations, and she gives great detail of what they experienced and what they did together. So I think that's going to help people as well. If you just look up her name, Patricia Cota Robles, you can get her. It's her latest blog entry. So I recommend that too. It fits right in with the things that I've been given. And she has tremendous detail in that report. So it will help everybody to kind of put things together and really understand that what's happening now is cosmic. It's not just happening to us. It's not just about an RV. It's not just about raising our vibration. It is intergalactic, cosmic, entirely universal uplifting. And we're at the center of it. So is it any wonder we're feeling a little discombobulated? this is big stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just, when I'm feeling this, you know, what do we do next kind of feeling, I use it by just saying, okay, what work needs to be done right now? And just focus. And my work is always to do a healing call or to help people to manage it. So I think that's, you know, that's what our work is now, to help everybody manage it, make the most of it, understand it, accept it, and go with it. So we're making We are the boots on the ground. We're a big team. And when people start to move together, it is just an amazing thing. We had an example just the last couple of weeks of Hong Kong. And John Stewart did a show on the Chinese demonstrations, and he said, not only do they do business better than we do these days, but they do demonstrations better than we do. And he showed them thousands and thousands of people in the streets with umbrellas. So when they shoot the tear gas and stuff like that, they put up their umbrellas. So it's become what they call the umbrella revolution. And they are just persistent. Now they're lying in the streets and sleeping in the streets. It's just amazing how persistent they've been. And so they're setting a really good example for us. So it's not just an Arab Spring now. It's global. All over the world, people are demonstrating for peace. And I think it's really important that we make this point again. Yes, we see some horrible things happening, but these horrible things that are happening right now are a result of the change. They're not in spite of, they're not to stop it. They're happening because of the shift. And because the battle between light and dark, which we have learned recently, you cannot win by fighting. You must turn away. The battle has been over centuries. And this is where Patricia Cota Robles gave us some really good understandings that the openings that have happened during the last month are to clear away all earlier residue of dark feeling, any pain, resentment, anger, darkness from this lifetime and all past lifetimes. So if you're feeling something come up and you're feeling grumpy or you're feeling overwhelmed or you're feeling upset, it's something that's clearing. And it's now our work to breathe it out, let it go. And this is a tremendous gift from God. It has never been done before in this way, where everybody clears at once. And of course, when there are people who've lived dark lives, what's coming up is all that darkness. And this is why some people are acting murderously, suddenly or unexpectedly or by design in their current lives. They're acting on these dark feelings. So this is actually a good thing. Now, someone whose loved one has just been killed is not thinking it's a good thing, but these are also by contract. So there are some people who came here knowing that this would be how they would leave. And when you can think of it that way, they didn't really go anywhere. They just left this dimension to go to another dimension. It makes it way easier. So we are in the midst of a tremendous, tremendous shift. And anyone who isn't feeling it must be completely asleep because it's been profound. And since about the middle of last month, it's just been constant. So we're getting enormous, enormous help in the form of the plasma belt, the high-level energies coming from the sun. And I want to include that in our healing today for everyone, to help everybody anchor, get steady, absorb the knowledge that this is for us. It is a gift. It may make you feel a little unsettled, but it is a gift. And we can ride it out. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to ride it out. And then once you get past it, you know, you go, oh, well, that wasn't so bad. I'm still here. Everything's fine. And then you're suddenly on a higher level.
Mm-hmm.
And looking back, you go, oh, well, yeah, I kind of remember that, but oh, well. Glad I'm here now. And we've been saying, too, recently, I wouldn't have traded this last 2 years for anything.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
It's
every
just been
aha
amazing.
Moment. Yeah, every aha moment, every memory that gets dissolved with love, every chance I have to come into alignment and to clear an old way of thinking, an old way of being conditioned. Oh, it feels free again and again. You just marvel at the increased level of love available. Like you feel like your heart's about to burst out of your chest,
mm-hmm.
like you said. And when all this gets freed, wow, just what are we capable of when we join together with this grand capacity? It is so joyous. We need new words. We need a new dictionary for this light work.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, there aren't enough joy words in our vocabulary.
There's not enough joy words. Yes, I agree with you. And love words and way to talk
mm-hmm.
about it. And at the same time, I am also clearing old wounds, clearing old ways of operating, clearing perceived flights, clearing old ways of reacting,
mm-hmm.
and bringing new light to it. So yes, most of my experience has been heart opening, widening, expansion, joy. But there's also been times of crying and releasing and awareness and gunk. But the more I clear and the more I take these messages and shine into that gunk, the way we were programmed, the way we were taught to respond in a certain way.
You're saying it's gunk you're clearing away?
Gunk.
Gunk. Yeah.
Yeah. Of various colors. But you know what's so powerful? I lead a meditation in the morning on Sunday mornings. And the group this morning is just a representative of what we're all feeling. But what I heard was, yes, I'm clearing. Yes, this came up. But this time, I did it different. This time, I was aware. But I loved myself while I looked at it. And that made all the difference.
Oh,
and these are people that haven't listened to the messages necessarily. They're just, the light is informing them how to look and clear with love. It was so beautiful to hear. And what a different experience that is, to go in peacefully to what you want to clear with light, not with a judgmental flashlight to say you should have known better. It makes
mm-hmm.
all the difference in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just so grateful to this new light that informs us how to treat ourselves so sweetly and so gently, but also with purpose. I am so grateful.
That's a lovely way of putting it. Yes, so that's our project now, to clear away everything lovingly, and especially loving yourself in the process. Be gentle, be kind, be compassionate with yourself. And this, we've been teaching this all along, but it's like the intensity kept increasing, this idea that you cannot call yourself a good person if you beat yourself up. You can't claim to be a good person because you're a person too, and if you're beating anybody up, you're not being a good person. So if you want to be a light worker, you want to claim you're a light worker, you have to be good to yourself first. And you have to learn to be compassionate and forgiving and honest. And then it doesn't hurt when you see something about yourself that you don't approve of or you don't like. You just look at it and go, okay, what would I like to do differently? How would I like to change that? What's my goal? And then you go for it. With no condemnation, no, mostly not even any discussion with yourself. Just, don't like that. Going to change it. I want to know where it came from, yes. But mostly, I just want to do things differently. And then you can. It becomes so much easier. I remember the time, you know, I've told people I worked for 40 years with Amos, more than that now. Going on 50 years, I think. And I remember the time when I discovered that, you know, when I really finally got it. Oh, this process, it was therapy then, you know, at the time. This process is not to find out all the things that are wrong with me so that I can fix them. Not at all. This process was to find all the things I was taught that don't agree with who I am, with my authentic self, and leave it behind. And then it's a completely different process. It's who am I in the truest place, in the deepest place in my heart, and anything that doesn't match with that loving, true self just has to go. Doesn't matter who taught me that thing. Doesn't matter where I got it. It just has to go. And then you find yourself elevating. Every time you discover something about yourself that you don't like, you come out of it higher. So then it's something to look forward to, ironically. And so I'm also noticing this kind of self-awareness in some of the requests for healing, which I'm going to read now, and you'll hear it. People saying, I get it that I have this penchant for something, and it's getting in my way, and it's what's causing my ill health. So we're also getting a lot of requests from people to help their friends. But here's a testimonial that is just going to knock your socks off. It's from Carlos. Carlos, I love his name. Carlos Soriano Marti. He is one of our Facebook administrators, and he's sending a testimonial and also a request for healing. But here's the testimonial that I just got such a kick out of. He says, my very good friend called me a few weeks ago so concerned and worried about her dog. He had terrible issues in his vertebral column and was in terrible pain. The results from the veterinarian were terrible, and the dog's only hope was a complicated surgery. I told her I would take him with me to the Arcturian ship. I told her of the schedule and asked her to be calm and aware that this was going to be happening at that specific time. I have been doing that for weeks. After the first session, Golfo, that's the dog's name, felt relieved and seemed to be at peace. But no physical recovery was shown or manifested, just calm. Tonight, and this was a few days ago, I guess, she called me with tears in her eyes and saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. They went to the veterinarian and the doctor could not believe what he saw. The dog was perfect, healed.
Oh, Catherine.
Isn't that lovely?
Just wonderful.
That just brings tears to my eyes. So thank you, Carlos, for healing your friend's dear dog, completely healed in just a matter of weeks. No surgery, no suffering, thank goodness. So thank you for her, and of course, Carlos sends his complete recognition and gratefulness to all the people involved and on this part of the veil and back home. So now he has a healing request. Now that he sees how good, how well it works and how good we are at this, he's got another request. So his friend, Maite Gonzalez, is going through some issues, health issues. Last doctor's test came out with the terrible announcement of a degenerative neuropathy with sensitive and motion disorders. It's as if her nervous system is dying slowly. She can't coordinate or move properly. Yeah, sounds like a neurological, a degenerative disease. So she's a very loving person, very enlightened, even though she may not know it. The good thing is that you don't have to explain anything for her to believe. She just knows. So I told her we would have her attended on Sunday's session, so today. And she would be taken to the ship and would receive all our love and healing energy and all the support and wisdom of Masters and the Arcturians. She'll be focusing on the session on Sunday as she doesn't speak English and will not be able to listen to the call, but she will feel our energy coming to her. Maite Gonzalez, we wish you well. I think she's probably in Spain where Carlos is. So if it's possible to mention her on the show and add her to listeners' awareness, great. No, it's perfect. We will definitely do that today, Carlos. Okay, we have a couple of other requests, and then we're going to call on Sananda and all go together to the Arcturian ship. But these requests also help us to focus on a particular thing, and almost every time we have someone who has cancer. So we're going to have a cancer group as usual. This is from Pamela for Pramathi Mutharam. It's a request to her friend's mom. She's been diagnosed with cancer of her womb just yesterday. Her name is Pramathi Mutharam, and her date of birth is 10 October 1937. So she's in her 70s. She's also being told that she has heart failure, diabetes, and hypertension. Now, this sounds like a good person to find out about Meg's manual.
Mm-hmm.
Her son was,
yeah.
So maybe they can get in touch with you, and we can help her to learn how to change her diet, because all of those things they're discussing. Heart failure, diabetes, hypertension, and cancer, all of those things can be cured with proper nutrition. Her son was told by the doctor that she has very little time left and nothing can be done for her. Yeah, I love it when doctors say that. He's been told his mom, he hasn't told his mom yet about the cancer, and he's taking it very badly. So could healing be done for the whole family? Yes. Of course, we will have all of them in our hearts. So Pramathi Mutharam and her family, we're going to give you a big boost of love and also some suggestions for healing. So next is Asayim Deo. Thank you so much. This sounds like a difficult issue. And here's someone who really is thinking about how to heal himself. The problem appears to be a twisted muscle. It's complex, as the muscles appear to have a knot in the throat. This has blocked energies to all of my body. Therefore, it's become a pain wire that begins on the forehead, left side, through the eyelids, through both the sides of the neck, resulting in toothaches, down my back, right toward the anal area. Also, some part of the pain extends down into his left leg and arm. Well, I'm not sure if Asayim is a woman or a man, but let's just say Asayim. It's mostly concentrated on the left side of the body. The main knot is in the throat. As a result, I cannot even contact my higher self for healing or even meditate, because the moment any energy builds up, There's a searing pain, and I cannot cross that barrier. That's very interesting, and I bet you that's something we can help with right away. P.S. Emotion-wise, I've had a lot of pent-up anger in the past, mainly because of being a consistent victim of bullying and violence, and a powerful lack of love and trust, including from my own family members. And therefore, I've never had a love relationship, too. I've tried to clear as much as possible from my own side, but it appears that there are areas I haven't been able to light up and penetrate. This could be a key cause. Well, here's somebody who's really thought about what the problem is. So we're going to give a boost and a push and send you right over the top and out the other side. So I can't thank you enough for scheduling this healing session. All right, Asim, here we go. You're going to get a huge boost of love energy to heal and let go of all that pent-up stuff. It's time. It's not serving you. No matter how cruel, how abusive, how disgusting and horrible a family member or members might be, it's just not worth it to hang on to it. It's twisted him up into knots. That's so graphic, isn't it? And Asim is realizing that the expression of the pain is literally correlated with the problem. So a knot in your throat, of course, fear of expressing what you feel. And when you get close, you start to raise your vibration, it kicks in. It's nothing more than fear. A fear of letting go, a fear of saying what you'd like to say. So say it. You don't have to say it to them necessarily. First, say it out loud. All the things you object to, all the things you that made you angry. Say it. And then you won't have to strangle yourself anymore. All right, here's a request, another request from Pam. For Prakashni, Mrs. Mathura, and Pregalathan Pillay, who is Brian. Here's for Prakashni, who has been told she has cancer cells in her cervix. She's been put on steroid medication. Hi, she's from South Africa, and her birth date is 14 March 79, so she's pretty young to have something like this. And, oh, my gosh, steroids. All right, I'm sure Meg will have something to say about that. And here's a healing request for Mrs. Mathura, who, her birthday is 1959, having trouble with her left knee. She's had many knee replacements and keeps coming back with an infection. Also a healing request, oh, I'd like to suggest, too, colloidal silver. People who have infection problems, colloidal silver was the magic that everyone used before penicillin came along. And it's very effective. You can take it every day, to a teaspoon a day, to heal any kind of bacteria or virus. And it doesn't have the terrible side effects that antibiotics have. Also, there are lots of alternative health people who are saying colloidal silver will knock out Ebola. And there's also some other good research now. There's a hospital in Texas that uses ultraviolet light to kill Ebola virus on surfaces in hospitals. So it is not the pandemic that they're trying to get us to believe. There's a good chance it has been deliberately spread
yes.
by the cabal. But there are cures, so don't get all upset that we're being invaded by Ebola. We're not. And even if it does come to this country, there are cures for it. So this whole thing is just hype to get people to take the vaccine. And by the way, folks, there's a good chance that if you take the vaccine, you will get Ebola. So don't anyone fall for the hype and run out and get an Ebola vaccination, because that is far more dangerous. So let's just put that one out there right now. Don't.
Thank you, Catherine.
Do not get a vaccination for Ebola or for any form of cancer either, by the way. It's any vaccination at this point is going to do more damage than good. Okay, so this is also Brian, who has low blood pressure and headaches, tummy aches, and burning eyes. And thank you for the beautiful work you guys are doing. So Pam's, here's her beautiful real name, Krishnaveni Govinder. Krishnaveni. That's a lovely name. All right, we have one more request from Judy. She's a member of the Healing for Ascension Tour group, and she's been to one of our workshops. So she wants to heal from ringworm, which she contracted about 3 years ago from a cat. It's persisted and spreads all over her body, and she's tried all kinds of natural remedies, internal and external, but it persists. And she's saying, as it's contagious, I'm prevented from engaging in all activities involving skin-to-skin contact with others. She's been applying natural remedies externally twice a daily over a complete body, and it's very time-consuming. And here's another very aware comment. Some esoteric research revealed that ringworm is caused by feelings of being offended, of being thin-skinned, and letting people, places, and things get to me. This is bang on. I really want to start living a life again, which includes safe touch, something essential to one's well-being, and not have to be so preoccupied with myself. I also wish assistance to improve my financial situation so that I can earn what I need from my business to create the life that I desire. When I listen to your Sunday calls, I can feel powerful healing effects from Sananda. It is life-changing. Thank you for taking the time, and she looks forward to the healing call today. So, Judy, hi there. And, yes, we're going to send you a big blast. I know, or I'm pretty sure, that the thing that's called ringworm is really a fungus, isn't it, Meg?
Yes.
That you and Judy can figure out a nutritional approach. My guess is it's going to have something to do with acid and alkalinity in her system, balancing that. And I'll bet you, Judy, you can eliminate this problem in a matter of a week or two. I'm just saying, I think we can do that.
Catherine, can I make a quick comment?
Sure.
One of the things that I've found very effective with my own patients, and Sananda confirmed it on a few calls back, is the present powerful bacteria that we should be born with if we have a natural childbirth and that we're breastfed. We have a very powerful immune system that comes online. Throughout our history with steroids, antibiotics, vaccinations, inoculations, stress, and others, that bacteria, which are billions of critters that are given to us by creation to help us live in a microbial world, They are our defense, part of our defense mechanism. And many people have said that 85% of our ability to live with a proper immune response to life is our colonization of gut bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
So I cannot emphasize enough that people get on fermented vegetables, fermented foods, kombucha, miso, anything, fermented sauerkraut. Most cultures around the world eat regular fermented foods throughout their day. But, and of course it was a way of preserving food.
Right.
In refrigeration. But something got lost here in this country. You know, Koreans eat kimchi, the Japanese eat miso and tempeh. We have most of Europe and Russia do sauerkraut and other fermented vegetables. And we have many other forms. And kombucha tea is one of my favorites now, fermented mushroom with amazing healing powers as well as the bacteria and enzymes you get from the fermentation process. So incredibly powerful that many times when I'm listening to the request for healing, I'm thinking, eat fermented vegetables, eat fermented foods, drink kombucha tea every day, and watch when you put those allies back into your system that we should always have maintaining all the time. Watch what happens to the body. We're never meant to do it alone. It's another level of we're not here to do this alone.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also not meant to be alone even in our own body. We were given helpers that are vital. And Western medicine antibiotics just clear cut us like a rainforest. And our body will develop inflammatory results from infancy on. We can never recover. So if you're listening and you're not doing fermented vegetables, that's the quickest way you can see an immune change in your body besides juicing. So that's my public service announcement for the day.
That's great. So, all right, let's say you're somebody who's never had fermented vegetables in your diet, except maybe you had sauerkraut once in a while. So if people can go to a health store and get kombucha tea, does it come in a tea bag?
It comes actually as a liquid. It's already fermented for you, and it comes in a drink usually with a flavor, like a bilberry or a green or a raspberry. Just to make it flavorful, although I think it's delicious. So you can buy raw organic kombucha. That's where I started. And then I learned how to do it myself. But that's only if you're really jazzed about doing things in your own kitchen. It's not necessary. You can buy kombucha tea. I actually trade with a woman. I do fermented vegetables, and she does kombucha, and we trade. And that way, we're not having to do it all ourselves, and we're freed up. I love doing cultured vegetables. It's very simple. I ordered for under $20 the actual bacteria off a website called bodyecology.com, and they sent me probiotics in a little packet, just like yeast when you make fermented bread. And I threw a bunch of vegetables in a food processor, ground it up. It
in a what?
15 minutes. In a food processor.
Processor, okay.
And I did beets and carrots and cabbage. That was it. And I ground it up, and I dumped a bag of the little probiotics in a mason jar, and I screwed the lid shut, and I placed it on my shelf for 6 days. It took 30 minutes to do. It was so simple. And in 6 days, it was fermented, and I had the best cultured vegetables I've ever tasted. But again, if you'd rather not go that route, you can purchase cultured vegetables at a health food store. And they sometimes culture beets, and they'll culture pickles. Pickles most people are familiar with. You can actually buy cultured pickles. So you can continue to eat your pickle addiction, which many people do have a pickle addiction. They love pickles. And you can get your probiotics. And it will start colonizing in your small intestine and creating your immune system that is needed to digest your food as well as create the proper immune response to a virus, bacteria, fungus, candida, or a parasite. And
well,
most
fungus,
healthy...
Judy can knock this out using...
So fast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and for those people who have taken probiotics before, I have taken probiotics my whole life, and never did I get the response as when I actually ate live food. There's something about the live food comes with a different energetic than if I take a pill that says I have a trillion critters there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is, but it just is different. I can feel the difference. And, in fact, an easy confirmation is after I began really drinking one 12-ounce kombucha drink a day and 3 tablespoons of cultured vegetables, I would just eat it every meal. I would have my quinoa and kale and then a scoop of sauerkraut. I would have my lentils and I would have a scoop of sauerkraut. In 3 days, I developed a cold, which was a virus just resting latent or dormant in my system.
Mm.
And when I gave my body all those bacteria, it said, okay, I'm strong enough and I'm going to go after that virus. And I developed a cold. In 24 hours, it was completely gone. No residual. And I felt better than ever. And most people would say, oh, but you got sick. I'm like, well, sometimes when your immune system is strong enough, it looks like getting sick. So when you do start taking kombucha or fermented vegetables, I bet you will experience getting sick because you've got bacteria and fungus and viruses just waiting, draining your energy, creating inappropriate immune responses, and feeling overwhelmed. So let's bring the help. Let's do some group consciousness work back in the small intestine and bring our armies back in. And then we don't have to do it alone. And very soon you'll start feeling better. It's easy to make yourself, or you can purchase it. So even if you're not, if you feel like you don't have the excess income to purchase it, you can make it from scratch very easily. Just like my friend who's German said, I grew up smelling sauerkraut from the barrels in my basement. Everybody made their own sauerkraut. So you can do that too. It doesn't take an arm and a leg, and you will really feel a difference.
Let me ask you, when you do, is it like when you save the yeast, the active part of the bread? If you have sourdough, for instance, you save a piece of the sourdough and then you make it in the next batch. Can you do that with fermented vegetables? Do you save the juice and do another batch, or do you have to start fresh each time?
No, you can do each one. Great question. It's called the mother. You've heard of that before. Bragg's apple cider vinegar has had the same mother since the early 1900s. And they just keep using the same original and keep adding it to the next batch. So what I do is I take about a quarter cup from the previous jar and I add it to the new one. And I don't have to use a new packet of bacteria because it comes in the juice. So it's self-sustaining at that point.
Wonderful. And the name of the place where you ordered the probiotics?
BodyEcology.com.
Body Ecology. Great. So, folks, you've just gotten the first step to healing all these things that people describe today. And I'm sure that it's going to have a huge effect on cancer and other severe problems like that. So let's, now that we have the basis for how people are going to take this in hand, how they're going to do their own work to help heal, there's something really important about that step as well. Because once you make up your mind that you are going to heal this problem, whatever it is, once you decide you are not going to live like this, you're not going to keep this problem, you're going to finish with it, and you're going to do whatever it takes, I promise you, you will heal. Because that thrust of energy is so positive that there is no disease that can live in that environment that will to be healthy is what really is the cure. And then when you give your body these powerful aids, and like, I love the way you put that, Meg, the group consciousness in your small intestine, then how could you remain sick in that state? You know, if every part of your body is working together, you're going to feel fabulous. You're going to have a really good time while you're healing. And you're going to come out the other side like Carlos's friend's dog, completely healed. See, dogs don't fight it. You know, when they got this lovely dog, Golfo, got the vibe, got the healing energy, and just absorbed it. And so, boom, healthy reaction. We're more complicated. A lot of us insist on remaining sick. Now, that sounds a little harsh, but anytime you hear yourself, I have a suggestion for Asim, who's talking about the throat, the back, the forehead. It's not the forehead, it's your forehead. It's my throat. So when you begin to get closer to your body and really accept that it's you who are going to nourish and heal this body that was the precious gift you were given, then your body will begin to respond. Bodies like to be loved. So let's see what happens. All right, so it's time to call on Sananda, get ourselves into the light, pillar of light, and up to the Arcturian ship. So let's sit back, everybody, get really comfortable. My little dog just came right now. I said, it's time to call Sananda. He jumped up on my lap and got under his blanket, and he's ready too. So those of you who are in the north, get your lap blanket ready. Sit back and relax, and let's call in Sananda, our dear, beloved Sananda, who will bring us powerful, powerful healing energy. And I'm going to step aside and let him take over for now and direct the call any way he wishes. I was waiting for you to say hello, Meg.
Sometimes I think I just get in the way with transitions. Hi, Sananda. Welcome.
Oh, no, it's lovely to hear your voice. Thank you, dear. All right, we're ready to do our healing today, to go to the ship. The Arcturians are eager to see us. And thank you so much for your introduction, the talk especially about fermented vegetables. You know, as you said, every culture around the world has had a tradition of fermented foods in one kind or another because it was necessary. You know, yogurt came from the Middle East. It was a way of people being able to preserve milk. So they found a way to create a substance, a, a nutritious and delicious form of milk that would not spoil. And here, all of you with refrigerators are developing these diseases that can be so easily helped by the program you suggested, dear. By all means, every single person on this call and beyond should be partaking of the kind of foods that will soothe and restore and feed your body in ways that will allow it to help you. So, no fair complaining, everyone. If you have an illness and you're not eating your fermented vegetables or you're not drinking your kombucha tea, then you're not trying, because it's available to you. It will help you. It certainly is cheaper than medication. And it will help you to restore the damage done by the medication you've been given. So I know Catherine was going to mention she has taken probiotics and it worked like a miracle, because there was a problem from years ago having taken an antibiotic, and it was necessary at the time. It was a matter of life or death at the moment, so the antibiotic did its work. And then it's important to really recover over a period of years. And you must be constantly aware and overseeing your body's responses. If you're having a problem, you know, there are, it's amusing when people are in the hospital and the staff is always smart enough to realize that if people are eliminating properly in every category, then they're well enough to go home. Well, of course, it's a measure of how your gut is working. If your gut is not working, you're not healthy. If you're having problems of any form, then absolutely, you are in need of the fermented vegetables and the probiotics that you have been describing, dear. And even if you're not, add them to your diet and you're going to have the same feeling that Meg did. Just energized, more alive, healthier, stronger, more balanced. So I expect to see everyone on this call improving in leaps and bounds over the next week, and we want to hear your testimonials. Now, we will allow some time at some point to let people call in. If they do have testimonials, perhaps it would be a good idea for us to ask them. Would you like to do that? Dear, would you like to see if there is someone here who would like to give us a testimonial or an observation or perhaps a question that's relevant to the things that we're discussing today?
Wonderful. We do have two callers that are here. We can open up the lines and we can see what they have on their minds. So I'll open up area code 520, ending in 0239. Just tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, how are
you? We snuck up on you, so thank you.
Hi, go ahead.
Hello? Hello?
Yes,
yes,
hi. Do you have a question? What's your name?
My name is Rose Lujan. And I just wanted to let you know that I've had cancer, and my cancer has gone away, and it's because I've been listening to your calls, and I just love them. And we listen, my daughter Cynthia and I listen to them every Sunday, and right now I have my little dog, which is Freddie, crystals in his in his bladder, and we're trying to get rid of them now. So I would like for you to please say a prayer for my little dog, Freddie.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
Yes, I'm doing very well myself, thanks to you.
Oh, good
okay?
for you.
Yes.
You're Rose.
Yes, I'm doing well, yes. I'm very active, and my daughter has helped me a lot. She's wonderful, and she needs a little prayer herself because her little veins are bad, and she's going to get cured. So we're just all here waiting for your to go up into the chip, okay?
Okay. Rose and Cynthia, thank you for that.
Cancer is gone.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
And get on your vegetables, too, so that you can make sure it'll never come back.
All the time. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Good.
That's the way
okay,
she cooks
thank
everything.
You, Rose. And now we have someone on 609. We should give them a little lead time before we open the line. So let's see if 609 would like.
Area code. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, 8579. So, hello. Are you
hello.
There?
Hello.
Hi.
My name is Mary Beth. How are you?
Hi, Mary Beth.
I'm calling for prayers or healing on, I'm going to get emotional, on my bones, my knees especially, and to maybe open up any blocks that would prevent me from feeling the light to coming in. I've always been able to feel it, and now for some reason I can't. And Jesus, a.k.a. Sananda, I was very, very close to all of my life, and I feel no connection. So I'm wondering if the healing would help that.
Oh, of course. But also, Mary Beth, this is not a magic thing. Perhaps you're responding to the clearings that have been going on. And perhaps there have been times in your life or other lifetimes when you weren't connected. And those, let's just approach it this way. Those feelings have come up for a reason, in order to clear them away so that you can get back to your true self, your true connection to your higher self, to your heart. It's not this is not kind of a death sentence, you know, that you're going to have to suffer with. Look at it as a momentary thing. However long it's been, it's just a momentary thing, and that it's for a reason. So this feeling is coming up for a reason, so that you can look at it, so that you can clear it away, so that you can put your foot down and say, okay, I see what that is, and that's not who I am.
Sananda, it's been 5 years, and I've lived with you for 45 years, and I can't seem to do anything good without you, without God, in my awareness and my intuitiveness. So I've been brought up on this. I just need help. I just need help. That's all. I just need help.
You will get help, dear. This is Sananda.
Okay. Thank you.
Take a breath. Come with us.
Okay.
We gladly will carry you along. And your work now, dear, is to be willing to open your heart once more. You just closed your heart. It's not that something terrible has happened to you. You hit a bump along the road. You need to pick yourself up and brush yourself off and look at the sunshine and say, okay, I see. I've been through a dark time, and now I declare it done.
Okay.
You have had a deep connection with me all along. You just weren't quiet.
You were funny. I mean, I've heard you since I was 3 to 45, and to be without you is like to be without breath.
My dear, you were never without me. I was there all along. It is you who cast a veil between us. And now I ask you to lift the veil.
Okay. okay, I'll do whatever it takes.
Now, take a deep breath and come with us.
I'm there. I'm on the journey. I'm buckling up. Okay.
Okay, let's go.
Okay,
now,
thank you so much.
Yes. All right, Mary Beth, we've closed your line, so we can take off. We're ready. Now, let us all go to our great pillar of light, where we will embrace one another with our energy. We will take a hand of the person next to you, greet them, let them see your beautiful heart, the light that shines from you, and let it shine, and let yourself absorb from others as well. It's a kind of give and take, one word, because it's a circular process. The more you give, the more you have room to take, the greater your heart becomes. And so, Mary Beth and others, Judy mentioned this as well, you became so focused on your own problem that it becomes a case of not being able to see the forest for the trees. And so lift your sights, see your beautiful body in the sun healing, so that you can go out and offer your love to the world, to anyone who comes along, any animal who crosses your path, any person on the street. You simply emanate love, and you will lift hearts all around you. And that's what we're going to do together today, to lift all hearts. So let us rise up through the pillar of light to a higher dimension. So as we raise ourselves along in the pillar of light, in the bright and beautiful, nourishing light, you're raising your vibration to a higher dimension. And you can feel it. It's as if you're being lifted. And as each of you breathes that light and the feeling of love around you, every single one of you have known how to do this. You've all come with us before. You know how much fun it is, how good it feels. You have already raised your vibrations. Many of you haven't given yourself credit. You haven't acknowledged. You've already been there. You have already been healed. Your heart has already been opened. Now you just need to acknowledge it. Make it your own. Take it in. And remember, this is who you really are. This is the master you are. Yes, all of you, dear ones, all of you are masters. All of you have known me all along. I never left you. Never. I am here. I will always be here for you. We are a team. And this project, this elevation and ascension of planet Earth, cannot be done without us. Every one of you is a perfect cog in the great, well, let's call it machinery, the great wheel that turns to create this wonderful ascension. And as you heard from the letter from Christine and from Catherine's channelings, magnificent progress has been made. You cannot see what's happening behind the scenes, but you can feel it. in every part of the globe. Magnificent progress is being made. You are beginning to feel it burst forth. Of course, if you listen to the interpretations on your news programs, you will be talked out of it, out of seeing it for what it really is. Don't listen to the interpretations. Get the news reports from those people on the ground who are seeing it, who are sending their photographs from around the world. You will see what's really happening. Now, here we are. It's lighter here. You raise your vibration and you feel lighter. You feel the light in your brain, in your heart, and in your body. Let it flow through you. And now they open the entryway, and we go together into the great entry hall. There's room for thousands here. Come, everyone. And as they close the panel, we're here inside the mothership. And they open the great doors, and we see the beautifully lighted healing arena. And the Arcturians greet us with such pleasure. Now, those of you who brought your animals, they can go to their healing room. And all of you come in to the great healing arena and choose your place around the circle. All our friends here. All are here to help. And the Arcturians divide themselves into groups, three or four for each of you. It's healing just to walk into this place. You know, I enjoy going to the healing ships as well. We all come to visit here. It's a pleasure for us. And the Arcturians are very good at creating a sort of spa-like environment that allows you to just relax and restore yourself. Many people do this after a difficult lifetime. They come here to the Arcturian ship to heal and restore. And here you are now. So you see, what we're doing on these calls is not only the healing for ascension. Of course, that's a very important part of it. But you're also doing something different in this lifetime. And that is that this work you're doing now, this clearing, this deep inward examination of who you are, of what you've learned, and of what you want to leave behind, is a kind of high level personal growth that usually takes place in your life review after a lifetime is finished. And when you do that after you, in former lives, after you left your body, went to the higher dimensions, back to your guides and your helpers, back to God, you would do a review of that lifetime and learn from the events, the feelings, the conflicts, the triumphs. And you would put it all into perspective and go through the healing process. So you see, that process of doing your life review is what you're all doing now. You're making your amends. You're asking for forgiveness from yourself and from others. You're offering forgiveness to those who have misused you. And I will reiterate once more. forgiving another person does not mean you invite them into your life. Not until you are sure that they have actually changed their ways. Of their own volition. Not because you want them to, not because you gave them your forgiveness. No, because they decided on their own to do the same process you're doing. Because they decided to do the life review, to scrutinize their own behavior, to understand it well. Then, if that person wants to come back into your life, it still is your choice. You may agree to it or you may move on. Wish them well. It's all right. You don't have to welcome anyone back into your life if they did things that were so destructive that you were really hurt by it. That is not what forgiveness is. Forgiveness means you send them love. You understand that they were damaged by what happened to them in life. And it caused them to behave badly. But you are not the one who's in charge of gathering up all the bad actors in the world and embracing them and bringing them into your life or giving them jobs in your company or marrying them so that they will feel better. No, that is not your work. Your work is to heal, to do your own life review, to find yourself free of all the old pain, all the old resentment. And the only way you can do that is to not have someone in your life who's making you feel resentful. It is your free will, you know. You're free to pick and choose who you want in your life. So if you end up feeling bad when you've been with someone, well, don't spend time with them. Now, this does not mean you can't send love. As the example with the beloved dog, Golfo, when you send love to another being, it helps them to heal. That is what we do. That is why we come together in these wonderful events where everyone joins together, their hearts together, to send love. It is a powerful, has a powerful effect. That is all you need. That ability to focus and channel love. And you will be doing the light work that needs to be done. And it is much more powerful to send love and light to a whole group of people than to try to reform one person. You know it doesn't work. You become the one who browbeats the other into being good. Well, that is not light work. Beloved ones, when you enter into another's life, do it freely, without strings attached, without tying yourself to another person in some kind of manipulation or contract that enslaves both of you. This is not love. Send your love freely. But you don't send yourself and your body with it. You send love. And you remain drawing down the love from Creator, from the Great One. Bring it down through your body, through your brain, down through your throat, Feel everything open up and ease down into your heart, all the way down through your body and out your toes. And then send your anchor directly into the heart of Gaia, our beloved Terra, who is waiting to feel your love and will send it back to you. Now, rest comfortably in these lovely chairs that, or couches, you might call them, that are so comfortable. And now you've all been scanned by your Arcturian team. We haven't described this for a while, so I'll give you a little sense. You know, there are many people here on planet Earth who have tried to invent various kinds of machines that would calibrate to the electrical signature of a particular disease cell. They are on the right track because this is what the Arcturian technologies do. They're very effective. And the reason we enjoy using this technology that's developed by the Arcturians is because it's so perfectly calculated to help focus the energy on just the place that is the problem. And so while you're here, you get double, triple, quadruple treatment because you're getting an whole body treatment of love and flowing light energy. And the Arcturians have their wands that they have calibrated by scanning your body with light. They calibrate their equipment so that they have the measure of your healthy cells and they have the measure of anything else that might be trying to activate in your body. If there are cancer cells, they will detect them. They send the electromagnetic energy right to the cells and it nullifies the cell. It literally knocks it out. And they can do that if you have a tumor. They can shrink the tumor in a matter of minutes because it, in combination with the love energy we're sending, so we surround the cancer with loving light energy. They send their zap right to the cancer, knocks it out, and then your body absorbs the residue, flushes it away. And the same with other anomalies in your body. So as the Arcturians are working on each individual, we have in the center of our room, we have the masters, who are also sending powerful energy to each one. We have the healers who come with us and who take their place around the outside of the circle, and they are like the outfield. They gather the powerful energy that's coming from us, from God. They focus and channel it back toward those who are healing. And they can stand at the foot and choose to help the people that they know or the ones that they feel they have a special expertise to help out with. And they can move around the outside of the group if they wish to. And now let's focus on who's here in the center of the group. Our whole group of masters who love to come here. Oh, I see Archangel Michael today. He's here to help out. He loves to come to these healing calls, and he is a powerful, powerful force We enjoy having him here. He brings with him the silver sword and the blue flame. Powerful, effective healing tools. And Celeste, his twin flame, is here with him. She is a powerful healer in her own right and brings the feminine side, which is so important now. You see it all around you, the women who are stepping forward to be the leaders. And you can also see that the men who love them and who respect them find themselves just naturally taking a little step back to let her take the lead. It's a bit like a relay race. The men have been carrying the baton for many generations when it comes to creating change in the world and going out into the world to make things happen. While women were in the background doing equally powerful work, of course, but more in the background, having a tremendous influence, tremendous effect on how the culture would evolve, on how children would be raised, and so on. But you feel the shift now. Men are becoming much more involved and much more interested in the family life, in their local community life. And in many cases, it is the women who are going out into the world to make the changes that are needed. It's a nice balance, and it was time. It will not be the kind of imbalance that you experienced before, where women were seen as less powerful and less important, and men were elevated in some artificial way. We're not just changing places here. Women are not going to be artificially elevated and glorified at the expense of men. This time, you will experience true equality. And that true equality makes it possible for two people in a partnership to feel unconditional love. It's very difficult to overcome that old state of things where one was supposed to be higher and the other lower. How can you love unconditionally if you think you're higher than the other person? You cannot. That attitude, that belief system prevents unconditional anything. Now you feel the balance is changing. Women are taking their place as equals. And now it's possible to experience unconditional love. And with that shift, people are beginning to look at children differently, aren't they? Seeing them as equally valuable young bodies, but equally precious souls. So now as we greet our masters and welcome them to our beautiful healing event here, I will be going around visiting each one of you, placing my hand beside your head, sending you big blast of healing energy. It only takes a moment, and then it will be your job, dear ones, to absorb that energy, to hold it in your heart, to arrange yourself in harmony with the love that you feel coming from me. So when you do that, arranging yourself to be in harmony with the love that I'm sending you, you're acknowledging that you are love as well, and that you are loved. Yes, and you know who I'm talking to. You know how you have accepted my love, sustained yourself with it. Some of you, early on, because of your religious teachings, believed that I had to sustain you in order for you to feel loved. In order for you to be successful in life, you needed my love to sustain and nurture you every moment of your entire lifetime. Well, how could that be? Beloved ones, you are a source in and of yourself. You have your connection to God. You have your energy source within you. What I do is to simply reflect it, to remind you that it is there within you. I cannot sustain you. No one sustains us. But our connection to our own selves, when you're in a body, it's your connection to your own body, to your heart, your soul, and to God. All of us are a ray of one, an expression of one. Those of us who recognize that, share it, applaud it, celebrate it, acknowledge it in one another. That is what we mean when we say namaste. I see your connection to God, and it is the same as mine. You, beloved ones, are unique. Each one of you. I love you with all my heart, but I do not sustain your life force. I send you love. You sustain your own life force. You can accept my love, or you can reject it. I don't recommend that you do that because it feels very unpleasant, but you could. Now I ask you, open your heart and accept my love, and let it ignite in you the reminder that you are there, present, and powerful in your own right. I cannot breathe air for you. You breathe your own air. You think your own thoughts. You have free will, as I had when I was there. But for me, my connection to God was strong. My veil was not like yours, was much less. I had a sense always of being connected to God. You can do that now as well, because the veil is lifting. The energies are different now. Each of you are now proclaiming yourselves powerful forces of light and love in and of yourself. So I ask you now, join me. Bring your power. You need not fall at my feet and beg for my blessing. You have been blessed. I will bless you again. But this is not what keeps you alive. What keeps you alive is your own unique and wonderful life force. It is a gift from God. And it comes with the body you live in. It also comes with the soul you are. Your higher self, the one you call your higher self, is the flame of life to which you are connected. You are not connected to me in the same way that you're connected to your higher self. Although many of you have shared a ray of my soul, you have your own. You are a soul yourself. And all of us are one. It's hard for a human mind to grasp that. It's hard to picture it unless you think of it as energy. It is all energy. And each one of you has your fair share. Each one of you is in possession of the magic component that makes you a living, breathing human being. And within that, a living soul. And now we celebrate. You can feel it when I come around to each of you. We celebrate our connection in love. We celebrate the fact that we are all made from the same origin, which is one. We are all made of the same life force that makes up the cosmos. There is no separation. There is no isolation. Whether you are of a particular race or religion is completely irrelevant in God's eyes. We understand it has an influence on the way you behave and how you've been in your life and what you embrace as what you believe in. But now we ask you, set all that aside. It is not necessary to believe in anything. What you need is to experience, to feel it in your heart, in your body, in every cell of your beloved, precious body. Feel the love and acceptance that is the energy of the universe. Match yourself to that loving energy of which I am just one representative. As we go around the group, Catherine comes after me and helps to encourage you to absorb and keep the feelings, the recognition in your body that you are like me. You have the energy of love within you just as I do. You just need to open your channels and let it flow. You can absorb the energy of love that I send you. You can also absorb the energy of love that comes from one. And you can absorb the energy of love from our beloved Saint Germain, who is here with us. And Raphael, the ones you have called Mother and Father God, all are here. Choose the master you wish to work with and let them send you the energy of love. Each one has a little different feel. You know that. But it's always the same purpose. It is so that you can experience that blast of love from us that helps you to heal. It helps you to recover from the idea that was implanted in your brain in childhood that your mother and father must love you or you will be disabled, handicapped for life. Well, it's not true, because there are many children who had terrible parents, but because they kept their connection to God, they knew their true parenthood, their parentage. Their true parentage is their connection to God. And if you have nice relatives and friends in this life, that's very nice. It's fine. It's a pleasure. But it does not make you who you are. You came into this life as who you are. The people around you may have twisted and shaped you in the sense that they helped you to form ideas about yourself and about life that were destructive. But no matter how tainted, no matter how twisted, no matter how dark those ideas and teachings might have been, your soul remains. Your soul remains pure, clear, vital, and dedicated to God. So you see, it's only what you believe. It's what you believe that makes you sick. It's what you believe that gives you pain. It's what you think about that creates the darkness in your feelings. It is not who you are. Who you are as a soul remains pure. Your soul is not damaged by a difficult life on planet Earth. Your ego may be affected. Your thinking may be distorted, but your soul remains pure. That is part of the purpose of this experience of coming to planet Earth, to learn, to experience things, but not to be twisted and destroyed by it. No matter how bereft you may feel, it doesn't mean it's true. It really means that you've been convinced of a bad idea. And now it is up to you to purge those bad ideas. The ones that you are using to hold yourself back. to keep your heart closed down. Now, if you really grasp this teaching, you will see it is all an illusion. The sadness, the pain, the despair, it is an illusion. Now, of course, you can have a pain in your body, and it is a pain in your body that's caused by something, yes. But there is no reason why that should cause you despair. Either you're going to finish this life and pass on to a higher dimension and celebrate with us, or you're going to remain here a while longer. And if you're remaining here longer, you might as well enjoy it. You might as well create the environment within yourself so that your poor, beleaguered body can heal. And this is why we're here. So that you can learn to feel inside yourself the same things that I feel inside myself. Use me as a mirror to help you recalibrate, to take possession of yourself, not to take possession of me. Just create a connection with me. I love that. We feel it all the time. Once you have made a loving connection with another, it is eternal. And I vow to you, dear ones, I made that connection with you, every one of you, thousands of years ago, hundreds of lifetimes ago. It remains alive in my heart always. Even during those lifetimes when you may forget, or where you may have turned away, I never turn away. I keep that connection alive between us. And I will wait patiently until you turn back with the smile on your face that tells me, aha, we're here. We are one. We are triumphant. And when we can do that, it means we have succeeded. It means we have walked through the dark and come out the other side. And we celebrate together. Each and every one of you has been an integral part of this challenge, which has been to teach the dark ones, to send them your love and light so that they can heal. And just like the lovely dog who was not aware consciously of the participation of each one of you, nevertheless, he felt it and he healed. And this is what we are doing now. This is why the world is changing, because more and more of you are seeing, truly seeing, the effect when we join together and send our love. It changes people. It heals them. It restores their connection to their heart. And you know that. That's why some of you ask to be the ones who will be sent the powerful healing energies today. You know that it helps to knit you back together. with joy. And now, it's time for us to complete our session here. We bow to our dear friends, the Arcturians. We ask them to bring in their healing blue and silver light to wash over us, to clear away all the old residue, all the old cells that need to be washed away. Ah, it's cooling, it's soothing. It calms the body and restores the balance. Breathe deeply of that cooling, comforting blue and silver light. Let it wash through you, through every cell, and so that every cell is now smiling, and the heart of every single cell connects with every other single cell in your body. And then you feel the resonance with everyone else. It's a high vibration, is it not? That, beloved ones, is ascension. You are ascending day by day. Your vibration is rising. You're becoming more and more skillful at taking command of yourselves. For that is the key. We're happy to help you. We're happy to give you these suggestions, these blasts of love that we enjoy sending you. But it is you who carry the love forward. Yes, feel it in your heart. Now you carry the love and the light. And you need to only maintain that. Acknowledge it. Keep it. And know that you are a light bearer. We all are. Breathe deeply. And now up, everyone, from your lovely healing couches. Come together. Join your friends as we come to the back out to the entryway. Come in a great circle. All of you who came in with walkers and canes, you'll be dancing down through the light chamber. Embrace one another. Look at the cheers and the good friends. It is a glorious thing, this feeling of being together, of sharing, of experiencing others healing themselves. It's with great good cheer that we gather together again. Let's make a circle. Let's take hands. And now before we go, let's ask the masters and the Arcturian masters, our wonderful healers. All the healers come with us. All the masters come. We join together and send a powerful blast of light to heal, especially all the hot spots on the earth where there are troublemakers trying to start wars or trying to spread disease or trying to cause fear in people. Let's send every single one of them a powerful blast of light and love. Here we go. I'll count downward from 3 to 1. 3, 2, 1. Send your love. There it goes, igniting the grid. And look how powerful it is. Like lightning going through every thread of the grid. Everywhere, everyone will feel it. They don't need to know we just sent this powerful blast of energy. They're feeling it. And they're feeling blessed. All the animals, all the flora and fauna of the earth, and to Mother Earth herself. Oh, feel it. She returns our love. Ah, yes. Thank you, Tara. We send you our love and our blessings and our good cheer to see how well Tara is doing. Her heart overflows with love for all of you. She has gone through a tremendous healing. The process has helped her to restore, to raise her vibration. And she is so happy to be the starship that carries you to your own ascension, all of you together. It is a thrilling experience. Feel it. Take it into your heart. You are one. One of us. One of this great project. And we send love to every single one on the planet. Without exception, all the souls must be saved. Yes. It is done. And now we will enter our beautiful pillar of light, float downward back to where you came from. But do not let go. Do not allow yourself to go back into those old ways of thinking. Question every thought that goes through your mind. Do not permit it. If that thought says you're not enough or you can't do this or something happened to you and it left you disabled. No. You are in command, beloved ones. Question every single thought that goes through your mind. Where did it come from? Who taught that to you? Do you really want to embrace that thought? And if you decide you don't want to embrace it, then let it go. Do not entertain it. Don't focus on it. Don't give it life. You must sustain darkness in yourself by giving it energy. If you're feeling bad, it's because you're feeding dark energy in yourself. Now take that truth and use it, beloved ones. Use it to heal yourselves. Take complete possession of your own thoughts. And never again do I want to hear any one of you say, I am defeated. I am in pain because something outside me caused it. No. If something caused you to be in pain, get rid of it. Get rid of it. Leave it behind. At the side of the road that is the record of all your lessons, all those lifetimes, leave it behind and come with me into the light. I embrace you. I am your Sananda. And we are one. Namaste, all. Namaste.
Thank you, Sananda. That was a particularly helpful call, and your words were addressing so many things that I think many of us feel. Thank you so much.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
When Sananda means something, you really feel the power behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is truth. This is as it is. There is nothing else. I really felt that. He really wants us to get it. He was willing us to step into the light. I could feel it as if he was just using all his power to reach every heart. It's wonderful. Thank you, Sananda.
Thank you, Sananda. Mm-hmm. It was so important to hear, not only for Mary Beth, but I think she spoke for many others. It was very important for Sananda to clarify, I never left.
Mm-hmm.
I have never left. And I will never leave. That there was just a thought that caused us to close a program, a wound, a feeling of less than, an unhealthy comparison, anything. And when we accept that, it's so powerful when we know we did it. Yes, there's some sadness, of course, maybe some regret, but when we know we did it, we can also choose again. And that's power.
Yeah, that's real personal power.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's always tried to get us to understand that, but this just feels so clear and so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
It's a kind of take no prisoners, you know, only it's take only light.
Mm-hmm.
And then we move together, all of us. Ah, well, I'm just going to revel in this and enjoy it.
Yes. Thank you, Catherine, so much for bringing that message to us from Sananda.
Mm,
we are so
grateful. Helping out. So we'll be back Wednesday night for our channeling call. Sometimes it's Sananda, sometimes it's others, the wonderful masters that want to come and talk to us. So we'll be here again Wednesday night at 8 Eastern Time. And, of course, send the links to your friends. Let them listen to these calls, too. It's time to share this. And the archives are there. Every call, every program we've ever done is right there in the archives at Blog Talk Radio, Channel Panel. So we look forward to talking with you again. I'm going to put on Sananda's request, the Beatles, singing Here Comes the Sun. Ah, where did it go? Something happened to our program. Well, here's one called Sunshine. We'll play that one. All right. Let's see what's here.
Thank you, Catherine. Goodbye, everyone.
Yeah, bye, everybody. Okay. Let's see if we hear this. I think I have to turn the sound on.
Our sun is dying. Mankind faces extinction.
No, that's not true.
16 months ago, I...
That's not what I thought I was going to play. Well, all right, folks. We'll just put on our We Are the World music. It's much better for an ending for today. And we'll see you on Wednesday. So long, Meg.